Now, we were talking earlier on in the program about the letter which said instead of putting up Irish flags all over the place, if people had a real sense of pride in their country, they might pick up some litter. Unfortunately, there are people who are doing not doing that, but doing much worse than that, and they're fly tipping. And a pretty terrible scene at the entrance to Ballygamboon Wood in Castlemaine, where Councillor Tommy Griffin of Fine Gael identified a whole pile of rubbish which was dumped there, obviously in the middle of the night. And he's with me on the line. Tommy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Unfortunately, this isn't the first time that this has happened, but a particularly bad incident of it.
Yeah, no, this was a significant dumping incident there that happened on Wednesday night, I suppose, in the early hours of Wednesday or Thursday morning. So it's, the early hours of Wednesday morning, I should say. But it was a large scale dumping, I suppose, just to bring it into context there. The Kerry County Council Environment Section there, they took two small van loads away, and there's still 20 bags to be picked up by a larger vehicle. So that'll tell you the scale of it. And unfortunately, it was household rubbish. A lot of it, I suppose, the frustrating part about it, Gerry, was a lot of this rubbish could have been brought to a civic community site, and a majority of it could be recycled. There's bottles and cans and household waste there too. Like it could have been minimised. But it was a significant gathering of rubbish. I'd say that it accumulated in someone's backyard for a very, very long time. So I suppose, look, it's just frustrating for volunteers who we have two very active Tidy Town committees in Castlemaine and in Milltown, who work very hard to keep their community clean. And it's just disheartening for them to see this kind of fly tipping, and it's getting more and more common. This is the second incident in the Castlemaine area in the last 3 weeks, like, you know. So it's just that. It's infuriating, I suppose, and it's sickening, Gerry. That's the words I would use, like, you know. So there is options for people, Gerry, when it comes to managing their rubbish. If you manage it weekly or fortnightly, you go to a civic community site. It's €5 for a bag of rubbish, you know. So it's not like, you know, the costs. I wouldn't accept that the costs are prohibitive. Recycling is free, and then you can buy recycling bags for €3 each. So it's the costs are not the issue. And like the person that, you know, sat into their car, well, it is obviously a van that dumped this rubbish because there's such a large scale dumping.
Yeah.
And that sat in that thought that this is the route they would take on a beautiful area on a busy road. It's just it's unbelievable, Gerry. But I suppose I have a bit of good news anyway, Gerry. I suppose not good news for the person that dumped it, but Kerry County Council have come back and confirmed that they have recovered evidence from the rubbish, and that there will be fines to follow. So look, I certainly hope the people that, you know, are even ever think about doing this know that that there is consequences to what they do, like, you know. And ultimately it's the taxpayer that's paying for this rubbish, you know, for the clean up here, like, you know. It's just it's you know, communities take pride in their areas, and they find this is nearly an attack, a personal attack on the communities when you see an incident like this.
As much as anything else. Yeah. And it's down to a lack of care, lack of concern, a laziness, as you said. They could have gone to the community site if they put the effort in, but the people who engage this, they have no interest in putting effort in. They want the easy way out.
Absolutely, and that's what it is. I don't accept, you know, costs have been prohibitive, because they're not. It's, you know, there is options there, and you see it yourself. Your recycling bin is probably the most, it has got the largest amount of rubbish now. You know, you can recycle so much. But look, I suppose I want to commend Kerry County Council and the litter warden. They were on this straight away the minute that this was reported yesterday morning. They were out there straight away, and like, it's not a pleasant job to have to stifle through rubbish, but that's the lengths Kerry County Council are going now to try and catch people that do this fly tipping. And I'm delighted to report that there is evidence there, and that there will be fines to follow. And if the fines are not paid, there will be court proceedings. But it's necessary, unfortunately. And look, I suppose we can't tolerate this anymore. And you know, the communities are doing so much to enhance their areas. Yeah. We can't tolerate
it's,
this kind
it's
of...
It's soul destroying when that happens. Bit. Yeah. Okay, Tommy, yeah. Listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks for updating us on that this morning. That's Fine Gael Councillor Tommy Griffin with his view on that. If you have a view on it, get in touch with us on the programme. What would you like to see happen to people who are caught? Is just a fine enough, or are there more things that you could do as well or should be done as well? Give us your thoughts on it on 0667 123 666.